Okay, let's go to the football lab here, the laboratory of Big Mike today on National Football League draft day. Finally, Mike, we got something to grab onto today.
Hey, good morning, Big Daddy. Before we get started, let me remind the audience, this has no scientific research to it. What you are about to hear, we have no idea what we're going to say.
That is true. Very true. Absolutely. The Lions have, I believe, 7 picks. They have no 7th round pick. They have 2 picks in the 5th round. The big one is 3, and of course they have, what is it, 35, 3 and 35. So 2 of the top 35, and do you trade back? Is there anybody to trade back with, or do you take the best player available?
Well, as me and you were talking the other day, the Lions are well known for making a mistake whichever way they go. Does it come down to best player? Or does it come down to the money? And me and you had this little debate. If they stay at number 3, let me back up a little bit. If Washington or Washington decides to jump ship and back up and let somebody come up and grab a quarterback, we have no work to do. Chase Young falls right in our lap. Washington does take Chase Young. Okay, what do we do with number 3? I guess we cross our fingers and hope Dolphins come knocking on the door and offer us up a menu that we can't pass. If that doesn't happen, now I think there's 3 players you got to look at. You got to look at the cornerback from Ohio State, Okanau. I think you got to take a peek at Isaiah Simmons, the hybrid. And I think you got to take a look at the big train, Derrick Brown out of Auburn.
You mean Okuda?
Same guy.
You had too much coffee this morning, big guy.
Oh, I'm running on Zoom. There ain't no doubt about it. What do you think?
All the alleged experts are talking Jeff Okuda.
Well, we know what we think of experts already, so I think we're going to see some surprises. I told you the other day, Jacksonville has got more picks than they know what to do with. They're going to be dangerous. You know Gruden's going to try and sneak something in with the Raiders. Mm-hmm. I heard a scenario where 49ers might offer the Lions number 13 and 31. Almost, I mean, that's a pretty good sniffer right there.
Possible, yeah.
Now, if Miami comes up and offers up number 5 and number 18, they better jump ship.
Yeah, I don't think you'll get that. But Miami has what? They have 37. Do they have 3 first-round picks? I'm not
yes,
sure.
They do. Have a they couple. 5, 18, and 26.
Yeah, there you go. So
well, and one
there's
of
a
the
deal to be made there, isn't there?
Well, in one of the mock drafts that showed Miami offering Washington 5-18 and I believe a 3rd-round draft for the 2nd spot.
See, I can't see using a 3rd-round pick on a defensive lineman, Mike. Am I wrong there?
Big Daddy, you can't remember the last time you were wrong. So the answer would be no.
Now, cornerback, more value in the NFL these days on cornerbacks, I think, than probably D linemen.
Yeah, true to a point, but there is a multitude of wide receivers and cornerbacks in this year's draft. And you got to remember, what did we have trouble with? We had trouble with people running the ball on us. And you put that big Derrick Brown up there in the middle, the kid is young, he's strong, he's big, and he's quick. It's kind of hard to turn your head away from somebody like that.
But I know you're a research guru, Mike, and they were last in pass coverage, pass defense. They were last in the league, or they were 30th or 31st, something like that. So that's an area certainly of concern. You can't be talking wide receiver. They've got 18 wide receivers. I don't know how many of them are any good, but they've got a boatload of them. You can't fathom them picking a wide receiver, can you?
No. What I'm saying is the draft is just full of a lot of wide receivers and cornerbacks. I mean, if you look at the overall picture, there's enough kids in this draft from Alabama where they could have a team on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, just about, yeah. So if the Lions do not make a trade, it certainly looks like shaping up like Okuda.
I think it's going to be between him and Brown.
In fact, even if they move back to 5, it might be either one of those players, I guess.
That's a given. And then if they can pick up that 18th, even, you know, I think I'd even take the 5 and 26 for the third pick.
In a trade, okay.
Right.
Sure.
But I think this year, I think we're going to see more surprises than what we can't even think of right now. I think there's either going to be 4 or 5 trades in the first round, or there might be only one, maybe two. I think there's that big of a gap in trades.
Well, and then you got the situation in New England where really they don't have a starting quarterback, so they're going to be sniffing around, don't you feel, Mike?
That's really too bad, isn't it? I mean, everybody, you're reading these articles now about how much mutiny there is with Belichick from these ex-players, and now Percy Harvin wants to make a return back.
Oh, great.
Just saying.
So the Lions also have $30 million in cap space right now. So if there's a need not addressed, they can use some of Martha Ford's brunch money to fill that need.
Oh, they got enough money to go shopping and definitely get the gold card out and pick up a couple items along the route.
What do you think, Mike, about the Lion quarterback situation?
It ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, it was broke last year. They had a broken back at quarterback, so
well, they fixed it.
Got to be careful.
Well, that's true. I mean, when that guy shares the same birthday as me, you know I'm gung-ho on him. And I don't think he's been the issue since he's been there. I think it's been the parts around him. And I think right now with Patricia and Quinn's nose against the window on make it or break it, I think they're going to finally see the big picture and start doing things that not only make sense to the team, but should have some little logical base for us fans.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds good.
Like I said, there's no scientific research to any of this.
Hey, what time does that thing start tonight? Do you know?
8 o'clock. And I think you got...
Oh, wow.
I think you got the NFL Network. I think you got ESPN. And I can't recall if it's Fox or ABC. There's three networks covering it.
Yeah, I think it's ABC. So is it just the first round tonight?
Yeah, just the first tonight.
Okay.
And this is going to be interesting.
So it'll be interesting to see
virtual draft.
In this virtual fashion if there are a lot of moves made here. I tend to agree with you. I think there's going to be a lot of activity.
Well. Either a lot of activity or there's going to be a lot of glitches in this technology, one or the other.
That would be funny. Our radio coverage tonight, by the way, we're, if you don't have a TV, radio coverage tonight, 7 o'clock on 101.9 FM. So will the Lions make a trade or no, Mike?
I think yes.
They will. Okay.
I think
I'll book that, and we'll touch base next week and see if we can figure out how they did.
All righty. I think they're going dancing with the Dolphins.
Okay. We'll see. Thanks, buddy.
Hey, be safe and take care.